one of the reasons God often feels far away is we're operating in an environment where his spirit is not comfortable.
Dr. Tony Evans says how you choose to live will influence God's involvement in your life.
The Holy Spirit will never function in a chaotic environment.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. When Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, descended from heaven and rested on him. Let's join Dr. Evans as he explores the significance of that image.
It's very interesting, something that I looked at afresh this week in preparing for this time, that even though the Holy Spirit is spoken of as a dove, in Luke's rendition of this event, in Luke chapter 3, verse 22, it says, "And the Spirit of God came down from heaven in bodily form like a dove." Why would the Holy Spirit be called a dove? The dove is one of the most sensitive birds in God's creation. It may be the most sensitive bird. We find the dove when there was the flood, the worldwide flood with Noah in Genesis chapter 8. When Noah wanted to find out if the waters had subsided, he sent out a dove. The dove went out and flew back because there was no land, it was only water. Noah sent the dove out again, according to Genesis 8. The dove flew back because there was no place to land. But now, this next time that he sends the dove out, the dove comes back with an olive branch in its mouth, letting Noah know that the water has subsided, because now the dove could pick an olive plant, which meant olive trees had grown, and that it was safe now to go to land. So the dove was used by Noah to show judgment was over and a day of renewal had come. One of the responsibilities of the dove is to let you know a new day lies ahead, even though you may be coming out of a bad time right now. It is God's way through the dove to let you know that this time, in that case, it was a time of judgment, but now it's going to be a time of renewal. The 40 days and 40 nights of bad days are going to be now restored with a place on which you can land your feet on solid footing. So the dove brought good news that bad days are over and better days are to come. We find this picture even in God's creation. When God created, it says that the Spirit of God in Genesis 1 brooded like a bird. It brooded over the creation to bring out of chaos order. So the reason you want to get to know the Holy Spirit as a dove is he can bring order out of chaos while at the same time letting you know a better day lies ahead. So let's talk about this, Holy Spirit. In fact, Psalm 55, verse 6 says, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, so that I could fly away and be at rest." The picture of a dove is going to a restful place because it doesn't hang out in environments where there is chaotic atmosphere. So one of the reasons God often feels far away is we're operating in an environment where his spirit is not comfortable. And so that happens in our homes, it happens in our marriages, it happens in our friendships, it happens in our relationships with church or at work. Chaos ensues so that God, the Holy Spirit, is not restful. So he must fly away. That is, he must exit the environment where he cannot be comfortable, because remember, the dove You read up on doves, it'll tell you how sensitive this bird is. That's why Jesus said when the Holy Spirit came, he came to fulfill all righteousness, because the Holy Spirit will not function where evil is operating. So if you want to experience the third member of the Trinity resting on you with his peace and with his presence, you must make him comfortable. He must be at home. He must be able to relax, because the Holy Spirit comes like a dove. So this raises a question. What will hinder the Holy Spirit from being able to give you the peace you desire, the presence you desire, and God's operation that you want, given the fact that this name says he's a dove? In Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 25, we read these words. Ephesians 4, verse 25 says this: "Therefore, laying aside all falsehood, speak truth each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and yet do not sin, but do not let the sun go down on your anger. And do not give the devil an opportunity. He who steals, steal no more, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with the one who has a need." Now listen to this. "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good, for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." The Holy Spirit will grieve quickly. Do not grieve. To grieve is to make him cry, to make him sad, to make him uncomfortable. Do not grieve the Spirit of God, which has been sealed in you, because when the Holy Spirit cries, you become uncomfortable. See, one of the reasons many of us live in discomfort is we got somebody crying inside our souls, because he's living in a grieving environment. Because he's been sealed in you, if you are a Christian, he has no place to go. So when he's unhappy, you can't be happy, because you got God crying in your soul. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, because when he flutters to get away, he has no place to go, because you've been sealed with him. So his discomfort has to become your discomfort. So one of the reasons we live in discomfort is we have a weeping spirit having to be forced to live inside of us. So we try to escape our unhappiness, escape our misery, when we got a crying dove inside of us. Over in the Taurus Mountains in southern Turkey, there is a certain kind of crane. This crane, when it flies, gawks. So when it begins to fly, its nature is to gawk. So it's when it's flying, this crane will gawk as it flies. When it flies and it gawks, it attracts eagles. Eagles like to kill and eat cranes. So when they hear the crane gawking, the eagle will hear it, trace the sound, attack it, kill it, and eat it. The problem is the crane was raised to gawk. It's part of his nature to gawk. But the enemy is listening for the gawk, because he knows when he hears the gawk, it's become a door of opportunity. It's an opportunity to kill it and to eat it. So what a mature crane does in the Taurus Mountains in southern Turkey is train their young. And the way they train their young is they put a stone or rock in its mouth so that when it flies and begins to do what comes natural, the eagles can't hear it because the stone has been put in its mouth. They are not so dumb as to open the door for an eagle to come and destroy them by what they let out of their mouth. There's an eagle called the devil, and he's listening to you this and you that. He's listening for what's come out of your mouth. You no good. You've never been no good. He's listening to what comes out of your mouth. And when he hears, he's seen a door of opportunity to ruin your life because he knows that the dove is going to fly away because he will not hang out in unwholesome speech. We live in a day when we have to live with unwholesome speech. We hear words on network television that we would never have thought years ago that our kids and we would have to be faced with. But not only has it done that, it's made us comfortable with it. So we become comfortable with it, listening to it, laughing at it, and even using it because it's so pervasive around the world today. But you have to understand the Holy Spirit's listening too. And he says, if you pick up that language yourself, then you will lose or grieve or make me cry. You will sadden me. The other thing he says that saddens him is when you are knowingly hurting other people. When you are out to hurt people. He says when you're trying to hurt your neighbor, when you're stealing from one another, when you are out to do folk wrong, he says that grieves the Holy Spirit and makes him sad. He says instead you should be giving words of grace for the moment, words of encouragement, words of help, words of giving thanks. So let me ask you a question. How your speech and how are you treating other people? Are you a hurtful person? Are you a profane person? Well, you need to know you have grieved the Holy Spirit and he becomes sad. But it's so easy to do it because we live in a culture that allows it, endorses it, and perpetuates it.
When Dr. Evans returns in just a moment, he'll tell us about the consequences others have faced when they grieved God's Spirit. First, though, I want to let you know about Tony's brand new book that goes hand in hand with the message we've been hearing today. It's called Praying Through the Names of the Holy Spirit. Through this book, you'll be drawn closer into the presence of God as you consider 60 different names presented in Scripture for the Holy Spirit, with four prayers for each name, a prayer of adoration, a prayer of confession, one of thanksgiving, and one of supplication, acknowledging our dependence on God's Holy Spirit to help us through the ups and downs of life. We offer you this powerful devotional prayer book, as well as all 12 messages from Dr. Evans' audio series on the names of the Holy Spirit, on either CD or digital download. They're our gift to you when you come alongside Tony's ministry and make a contribution to help continue this important work. We completely depend on your support to keep this program on the air, and this is one way we can show our appreciation for your faithfulness. Get all the details and make your request online at tonyevans.org or give us a phone call at 1-800-800-3222 before this special offer runs out. I'll repeat that information for you later in the program, and Dr. Evans will come back with part two of today's lesson right after this.
Are you looking to embark on a unique spiritual journey? This fall, you can cruise the Mexican Riviera with Dr. Tony Evans and set your sails towards faith. Renew your soul amidst the waves when you explore Cabo San Lucas, Mazatlan, and Puerto Vallarta. Join the Evans family from November 9th through the 16th for a journey of renewal and exploration. Book your adventure today at tonyevans.org. Enjoy and explore.
Let me read to you Isaiah chapter 63, verse 10. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned himself to become their enemy. He fought against them. So when you make the Holy Spirit cry, and God sees you made the Holy Spirit cry by how you treat people and by how you speak, it says he, God, fought against them. So you could actually have, because this is written to God's people, God blocking you, stopping you, hindering you, fighting against you because you have messed with his spirit. You have grieved the Holy Spirit. So you need to know, I need to know, we need to know, when we make the dove sad through grieving him, we have become in opposition to Almighty God. What you want to do is make the dove comfortable. You want to make him relax. You want to make him comfortable. You want to create an environment where he can function. But instead, we've created an environment of disregard and hatefulness, whether it's race hate or culture hate or gender hate or political hate. We've cultivated this environment of rejection of people or putting people down who don't meet our standards. Or it reminds me of the humorous interaction between Winston Churchill and Lady Astor. They couldn't stand each other in the British Parliament. They hated each other. One day, Lady Astor came into the Parliament and saw Winston Churchill. And she looked at Winston Churchill and she said, "Winston, if I was your wife, I'd put arsenic in your tea." Winston Churchill looked at Lady Astor and said, "Lady Astor, if you were my wife, I'd drink it." But the serious point here is, do we use our tongue to hurt, even when we're using it with humor? Are we seeking to demean? He says that grieves the Holy Spirit. And then he tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:19 to quench not the Spirit of God. To quench the Spirit is to pour water on a fire. It's quenching a fire. So here's how the Holy Spirit works. He creates discomfort in our soul because you've been sealed with him if you're a Christian. But because we don't want him bothering us, we pour water on the fire. We put the fire out. In other words, we reject the conviction. We reject what he's trying to tell us. He's saying, "No, don't say that. Don't say that. You know you oughtn't say that. But yeah, you mad. You just got to get it out. I ain't going to let him get away with that. I'm going to tell him exactly how I feel. Dove, leave me alone." He says, quench not the Spirit. If the Spirit's saying don't go there, you don't go there. Now, this doesn't mean you don't be honest, you don't be truthful, you don't correct wrong. But what he's dealing with is an attitude that you want to hurt. You're seeking to hurt. I'm not talking about justice. I'm talking about revenge. Where you're seeking to hurt, you have saddened the Holy Spirit. And here's the problem. The problem is, if you're living with a sad Holy Spirit, you will never be free to become a happy Christian. So what do we do? Let's go to a well-known scripture in James chapter 4. He says, and you're not getting your prayers answered because you're living in conflict. You're living in conflict. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:7, if husbands and wives are fighting, tell them don't pray, because God will not hear the prayer of the husband if he's mistreating his wife. So you're living with unanswered prayer when there's conflict. Why? Because the dove can't operate in that environment. He says, and part of the conflict, or at the core of the conflict, is your worldliness. He says in verse 4, you adulteresses, do you not know what friendship with the world is? Hostility toward God? And watch verse 5. Or do you not think that the scripture speaks to no purpose? You think God is wasting his breath? He jealously desires, look at this, the spirit which he has made to dwell in us. Oh, the jealousy of God. God has placed the Holy Spirit in every believer. God is jealous for his spirit that he's placed in you, and he doesn't want a side chick, a side piece, called the world to be dominating your decision making. He doesn't want how the secular people act, how the secular people think, what the secular people say, how the secular people roll. He does not want that controlling you. And he says, when I am jealous for my spirit, not the cry. Every husband who sees somebody making his wife cry is going to be upset with whoever made your wife cry. Every wife who sees somebody making your husband cry is going to be upset with whoever made your husband cry. God says, I am jealous for my spirit. So if you are making my spirit cry, and I'm jealous for my spirit because you like the world more than you like me. You like the secular more than you like the sacred. You like out there more than you love in here. He says, I am going to oppose you. God opposes the proud, verse 6 says, but he gives grace to the humble. He says, I'm going to block you. I'm going to block your prayers. I'm going to block your situation because I'm jealous for my spirit. And I'll give my spirit to you, and you're going to keep him crying all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and then you want my blessing? I'm going to oppose you. But if I can get you to feel about the spirit I put in you like I feel about him, I'll give grace to the humble. Because you're not trying to bring the world in here, the secular way of operating. One of the big problems and challenges I face, you face, we face, is the world trying to conform us to its standards. To say because it's okay with them, it should be okay with us. And God has given us a different standard. He's given us a different baseline. He's given us a different goal. You would tell your kids, don't bring that junk that they're telling you in school into my house. They will tell you, but my friends, you will stop them and say, I don't care about your friends. I'm your parent. You live in this house. I set the rules in here. Your relationship to me should override your friendship with them. That's why he says friendship with the world is enmity. It makes you an enemy of God. Do you know you can be a Christian and God's enemy at the same time? Because he says the spirit dwells in you, so you're a Christian. But you can be a Christian and an enemy with God at the same time because you want out there to control what God wants to do in here, that is, in your life. The Holy Spirit is a dove. God is jealous for the dove. The dove is sensitive. The dove will cry in a moment. The dove will try to escape, but he can't escape because you've been sealed with him till the day of redemption. So his tears become your tears. His unhappiness becomes your unhappiness. His misery becomes your misery because you're not functioning in sync with the dove. You're creating your own system and insulting the God who gave you the dove, who gave you the spirit. So what do you do? He says in verse 7, submit therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
Dr. Tony Evans with a simple yet powerful truth from today's lesson called The Dove. This message is part of Tony's current series on the names of the Holy Spirit. Don't forget, for a limited time, we're offering the full-length version of all 12 lessons in this two-volume series on CD or digital download, along with Tony's brand-new book, Praying Through the Names of the Holy Spirit. They're both yours as our thank-you gift when you make a donation to help us continue this ministry to a world desperately in need of the good news of Jesus Christ. Call us right away at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center never closes, so don't wait. Call 1-800-800-3222 or visit TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional. That's TonyEvans.org. You know, without water, no living being could survive. But no matter how much it rains, a spiritual drought can be even more deadly. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will talk about what Jesus called living water, and the surprisingly common symptoms that develop when the soul runs dry. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.